Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked all this week about Ida Tarbell and the history of the Standard Oil Company that she wrote, the breakup of Standard Oil. A really weird coincidence, which was not why I chose this piece. I chose it, as I said, because I was listening to CNN Radio and I emailed myself from my yard to be like, do this podcast. But literally as I was researching and writing it, a bunch of the successor companies to Standard Oil were doing congressional hearings about deceiving people about whether climate change is real. And I was like, man, this is causing me to just have a lot of feelings. A lot of feelings. I had this like tandem feeling of like, man, Ida Tarbell did this all this amazing work. She led to the breakup of this company that had a lot of unfair business practices, but also people involved with it didn't really have any kind of consequences and made a whole lot more money. And now this is happening.
Yeah, no repercussions there.
Now, 100-something years later. Yeah, that was a lot of circular brain time spent on that while working on this.
Right. That's one of the things I think we've all bumped up against it, where there's like the despondency of studying history and realizing that like, the hubris of modern man is to always think we have come farther than any previous people. But humankind is still making the same mistakes over and over. Sometimes even when you're waving a sign that outlines those mistakes very clearly, which can be very, very frustrating.
This was also an interesting episode for me to research because a lot of what she was investigating, the reason these practices were either frowned upon or illegal or both was because of what the idea of capitalism is supposed to be like in the United States. Like, there's this idea that capitalism is supposed to involve healthy competition within free markets. And it's like, resting on that idea, if then you go and collude with the railroads to get yourself rates that no one else can have so that you have this unfair business advantage, that's totally the wrong thing to do. But there were and still are people who were like, they were just doing, they were making good business deals. They had the power to make good business deals, so why not? Holly is making a face that our listeners cannot see, but man, it is a grimace.
You know, it's that thing where there are, I think, two prongs to this that are inherently problematic, right? One is that there is a tendency for some folks to, like, trust in that, you know, good, healthy competition of capitalism on the presumption that there will be enough morality in play that no one will do things to really hurt other people.
Right.
Which then gets kind of occluded by that other thing you mentioned of people going, yes, but they're just making good business decisions. Mm-hmm. The problem is that on paper, things that are good business decisions in terms of numbers and money are often terrible decisions for fellow humans.
Yes, including the entire planet at this point.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give another shout out to the CNN radio podcast that inspired this episode. The entire season is not out yet as of when we are recording this. And I think there's probably an episode that has not dropped yet that exists as of when we are recording this behind the scenes. But the first four episodes are sort of a big picture historical arc of, like, how did we get to this point where we are in the West's relationship to the planet that is so contrary to the relationship of so many indigenous peoples who are not lumped in generally as part of, quote, the West. And then part five starts with looking at things that are happening right now in the Earth today where we can see what's happening and we can, like, see the evidence of the impact that the climate is happening. So it can be tough to listen to, but also really important to listen to and also incredibly well done. The other point that I would wanted to make sure to make was, wow, Ida Tarbell is just so fascinating and complicated to me.
Yeah.
Because if you just take any one piece out of her biography, like if you look only at writing the history of the Standard Oil Company, she can seem like somebody who was like a dedicated anti-capitalist. Totally not true. If you look at just that and the fact that she was an investigative journalist and had a college degree at a time when most women could not go to college because colleges weren't admitting women. Like, you can think that she was an early example of feminism when she was decidedly anti-feminist in a lot of her opinions. There's so many pieces of it that if you just take this one little slice, you get a very different picture from, like, Ida Tarbell as a whole.
Which is, there's a beautiful parallelism, right, between that and her research in France, where she was going and thinking she was establishing Madame Roland in one way, and it was like, oh no, she's all complicated and contradictory. And I'm like, girl, yeah, look at yourself. All of us are. That's not even finger point. But, like, no one is a simple machine, right? We all have contradictory things that we hold in our hearts as though they are completely normal to coexist. But it is very funny when she's like, oh, this woman, not what I thought. Oh, by the way,
not what I thought was going to happen.
Women's rights, not so much.
I also was just incredibly fascinated by the story of her father having to return home on foot and just stopping at small towns to be like, can I teach your kids for a little bit so I can earn enough money or, like, barter for some new shoes?
It's a different world. Can you imagine if someone came to your door today, presuming you were a parent, and said, can I teach your kids for a little while? Would you be like, get out?
Yeah, that came up in her story in other contexts of, like, living in an oil boom town in the latter half of the 19th century, how it was just totally common practice for people who needed money to show up on a person's doorstep and be like, hey, do you have any work I can do? And, you know, getting a little money or getting a meal or whatever, how that was just, like, how the world operated. And that is not how the world operates here where we're living now. I know in other places of the world, that's not necessarily the case. But yeah, it was, like, just a totally different way that society worked.
Oh, yeah.
So my last thing that I just found so delightful was the story about the fraternity pins.
The weird dramas of different social structures are ceaselessly entertaining.
Yeah. Well, and also that was like a slightly different nuance of wearing somebody's pin than like I'm most familiar with the idea of getting pinned. You are now somebody's steady significant other. Right. And this wasn't exactly that, but also kind of had some of that flavor. And so just wearing four different pins to chapel, giant problem.
Can you imagine?
Anyway, yeah. She's so complicated, but I still really love her. So I'm glad. I emailed myself from my yard to be like, do this podcast. If you'd like to send us a note, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And since it's Friday, happy Friday, everybody. Whatever's on your plate for the weekend, we hope it goes super well. We will be back tomorrow with a classic episode from somewhere in the back catalog. And we will be back Monday with something brand new. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer founded and queer run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3XS to 6XL. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.